minutes after 9 o'clock. Tuesday morning show going on here. Nice morning, sunshine, 61 degrees. Time to talk real estate. We do this every Tuesday with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. Steve Dietrich in this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You're the numbers guy. I always start with numbers with you because you kind of you're the guy that has a tendency to keep track of it.
Well, I kind of try to, I guess. Yeah. And, you know, I have watched them, and they haven't made the big move yet, but mm-hmm. I am excited and hoping for that this month.
Okay.
Feds say they're going to do something, and then I hope the banks follow. And so I hope it'll be a good fall to be thinking about housing again.
Well, and you've got a lot of good listings now with Action Realty. Everybody down there seems to have nice-looking homes.
Yeah, there's some nice homes out there, and you know, obviously, if the rates go down, it helps that payment go down a little bit too. And I've got a new listing on South 4th at 805, and it's, you know, it's a nice little two bedroom rambler, full basement finished, and one car attached and a three car detached garage. So for guys out there, come and take a look.
Do you ever see? Okay, say for instance, there's an older couple, and the house that they want to buy is absolutely huge. Yeah, I mean, do you ever just kind of look at them and go, this is like too much house for you? Yeah, do you ever run into situations? I'm sure you have.
Well, yeah, you do. You know, and obviously, as we get older, the key things that, you know, these people are looking for, including myself, if they can, would be probably no steps or as few as possible. And then laundry on the main floor.
Right. Yeah, that is important.
And one good sized bedroom on the main floor too, because if you had a two story home, and we just sold one in Breck that was kind of expensive, and it was an older couple that bought that, and it was perfect for them because everything they need was on the main floor. But when the kids come home, get upstairs.
Absolutely. You know, we're kind of fortunate around here because it seems like houses. It's steady with the way the buying and selling. Wouldn't you agree with that? Here in the area, it's a steady business.
Yeah, it is. You know, and you have your, you know, your good times, your bad times. Obviously, interest rates did definitely affect that for some of the realtors around. But you know, it's all cycles.
Right.
I go back to my first house at 11.5%. It's, you know, and we did it. You know, now they wouldn't even think twice about saying nope.
Isn't that crazy when you think back how things have changed? And we've talked about it a lot from the time you first got into it until now. Just regulations, how they've changed, and rules and regs. I don't know how you keep up with it.
Well, and it's hard. And right now, you know, August 17th was D-Day for the realtors in the whole U.S. because of that class action lawsuit. It changed how our forms are being used. It changes how we're going to explain things get done again. Mm-hmm. And it's a learning curve for all us old dogs, especially.
Well, do realtors get jumpy with stuff like that? I would imagine you would, like waiting for the next shoe to drop and go, well, what's it going to be this time? Or can you kind of see that? Can you see the train coming?
Well, I honestly didn't see the train coming on this because, I mean, I think I can say that honestly, since I have been in real estate, what they're requiring us to do now, we've been doing that ever since I've been in real estate locally. All the realtors have, you know. Commissions are negotiable. They always have been.
Yeah.
But the paperwork's changing now, you know. Just more emphasis on those key words is that you, Mr. Buyer or Seller, have control over some of that. If you want to go that route. And there's ramifications for not going that route. And those are the things you have to discuss with your realtor.
Well, and then worrying about getting painted into a corner there, I would imagine, is something kind of in front of your mind.
Yeah, and you know, these are the things that drive the older ones out and just say, okay, I'm done. You know, you're thinking about being done, you know, something like this is a good reason to be done.
Right. Well, and we put this out here, too. We've talked about it before, you, Sherry, and I, about, you know, people interested out there listening going, you know, this might be something I'd be interested in. You're always looking for people to shadow you guys, an intern, correct?
Yeah, we are. And you know, the people that come in now will know nothing different than the way it is today.
Right.
You know, and then things will change for them down the road. I keep wondering how they can change anymore, but but they do.
Right.
And, you know, that's the way it is. And like every business, you change with them or you get out.
Right. Well, and that's a good point. Start now and just, I mean, you know, where you come in now is a good place to to make your start.
Exactly. And so, you know, we're just going to keep doing what we do at our office every day, and hopefully things stay busy.
Find you on social media, stop into your office, or just give you a call. It's that easy.
All the above.
Steve, great to have you in here, as it is every Tuesday. Have a good week. We'll talk again next Tuesday, okay?
Yeah, and happy fall, I guess.
Happy fall, yeah. We're into it, and we're not wearing white, I noticed.
Yeah.
Still don't know where that rule came from. It's 9:13. You're at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to lately?" I told him, "Chasing a dollar." And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work, and throw a little money in."